Tuesday, December 3rd. First reading, from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. On that day a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice, and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors, together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no more harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. On that day the root of Jesse set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. Haydock Commentary. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, as the Holy Spirit rested upon him in the form of a dove, in John chapter 1, verse 32. Christ was filled with his seven gifts, and of his fullness his servants receive. The wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, that is, the fiercest nations shall embrace the gospel, and kings will obey the pastors of the church. The Gospel from Luke chapter 10, verses 21 through 24. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Great Commentary of Cornelius a Lapide. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit, because the Holy Spirit had, according to his promise, granted the disciples, though weak and unlearned men, the power of working wonders, and had thus led others to believe in Christ and to glorify God. You have revealed them to the childlike, that is, thou hast revealed to my humble and unlearned disciples the truth, so that they might acknowledge thee, the one true God, and me whom thou hast sent, and might be predestinated to eternal life, and that many others also whom they have healed of their diseases, and from whom they have cast out devils, might be brought to the knowledge of God, and believe to the salvation of their soul. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. That is, as all things were created by my Father, so all things are created anew by me, and redeemed from the curse of sin, that thus I might raise up those who had fallen away, and might sanctify them, and might renew all the other creatures which had become corrupt through the sin of man. Saint Athanasius says, For after the fall of man, all things were made partakers of his transgression, and so death reigned over all from Adam up to Christ. The earth was given over to the curse, hell was opened, paradise shut, heaven became an enemy, and mankind being corrupted and lost, the devil triumphed over us. Then he gave the Son a human nature, that the Word himself might take upon him our flesh and might renew in all the nature he had taken. All things were delivered unto him as the physician who could heal the serpent's bite, as the life which could restore the dead, as the light which could illuminate the darkness, as the understanding which could renew the powers of the mind. And in explanation he adds, After all things were delivered to him and he was made man, all things were renewed and made perfect again. The earth received a blessing instead of a curse, paradise was unlocked, hell drew back from fear, the graves gave up their dead, and the gates were thrown open that he might enter from Eden.